Organizer Darden Rice is with Know Your Care, a national organization that aims to engage the public in the dialogue about the healthcare reform.
The Affordable Care Act does three things. It expands access so that 32 million more Americans get some basic health care coverage. Secondly, it improves the affordability. And thirdly, it improves the quality of health care so that we are putting more money and energy into a health care system that's focused on wellness and prevention instead of a system where millions of people don't see a doctor until they go into the emergency room, where it's the most expensive way and sometimes the least effective to keep you and your family healthy.
Anton Gunn is the regional director of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He said, despite claims that health reform hurts jobs, 1.4 million private sector jobs have been created since the Affordable Care Act has been enacted in 2010.
And that is on a one-year anniversary, 1.4 million private sector jobs have been created in the United States of America, of which 243,000 of them were in the healthcare industry, which is about 17% of all job creation was in healthcare.
Under the new law, Gadsden County in Florida was one of the recipients of the $15.4 million grant for building community healthcare centers in medically underserved communities.
They were able to get construction grants to build a brand new health facility on the other side of the county to provide access to care if people don't have it. They'll have the ability to serve 4,000 more patients in that county.
Darden Rice said the health reform will attract more jobs in Florida.
Here in Florida, the healthcare industry, I believe, makes up to 9% of our total jobs in the state. So it's a driving force. And like I said, it just makes sense that as you bring 32 million more people into the system, we're going to be creating more jobs, not just directly for healthcare providers, but for all of the number of medical-related industries, you know, the industries that manufacture wheelchairs, syringes, equipment, uniforms, you name it. That's all going towards improving the economy.
This is good news for physician Mona Menget, who is a small business owner and the Southern Regional Director of Doctors for America. She said that Governor Rick Scott's rejection of the $50 million federal funding shortchanged uninsured or underinsured people.
I'm always speaking to people and we're always trying to figure out, well, how do we, you know, how are we going to do this if he's not allowing us to set up these consumer agencies? He's not allowing us to set up the exchange. There's just so many roadblocks that I feel that Florida is going to be left behind, and I fear for that.
Florida has challenged the Affordable Care Act in courts. The Supreme Court will hear the case in March. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting in St. Petersburg.